2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Any part of the show,
every moment of every show is available in podcast form
by searching Hans and Scotty on your favorite podcasting platform or online at kslsports.com. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G,
presented by U First Credit Union
on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hans Olsen, Scott Gerard, 97.5, the EKSL Sports Zone. I'm here in Las Vegas. Hans Olsen back in Salt Lake City. Joining us now, he's the commissioner of the Mountain West Conference, Craig Thompson. Commissioner, how are you? Good to see you.
Hey, good, Craig, to see you. Not that I don't enjoy seeing you. Where's the big fella? Where's Hans?
I'm all the way back here in Salt Lake City. They don't let me come to these events. I got handcuffed in Vegas last year. It was a small offense, I'll be honest. I spent two nights in the Vegas jail, and that was the last I was allowed.
We pled it down. It's okay. Everything's fine.
Well, you're out. That's the good thing.
So I got to ask you, do you get, like, I mean, you talk to other commissioners. Did you have a heads up that stuff was going on with USC or UCLA, or did that catch you by surprise like everybody else?
Everybody was caught off guard. And this is a true fact, Scotty. I'd never diverge from the truth with you guys or anybody, but I just spoke to a Big Ten AD minutes ago who told me he was called and said there's an emergency Tuesday night meeting, and that's the first we heard USC and UCLA. And 48 hours later, it's announced.
Wow.
Yeah, because that was a Thursday announcement, wasn't it, Craig?
Yep. And the first most of us heard about that was Thursday morning. I think John Wilner tweeted something. And I've said all along, I'm not surprised by the decision or the move necessarily, but just how it was kept quiet. That doesn't happen in our business. It's kind of the second best was the CFP playoff, which I'm still frustrated wasn't approved last summer. But, we kept that pretty quiet, but there were only four people involved.
Do the mama bear claws come out when you see all this moves and all these shiftings? Do the mama bear claws come out and you protect the kids in your conference? Is that how it feels as a conference commissioner?
To a degree. You know, Hans, I've said many times, we had a board call last week and I said the president's, what could, would, should, or can I be doing if people are approached in the Mountain West? And really, the answer is nothing. The Pac-12, SC, UCLA made their decision. Last summer, Oklahoma, Texas made their decision. If there's an opportunity to improve themselves or better themselves, actually, I look at it as a source of pride. You know, the Utah, BYU, TCU moving shows that we were doing something right, that they were marketable. And I'd hate to lose anybody. We've got a really good thing going. We've got we probably had our best football season in a decade. We had our best basketball season in a decade. And so, things are going really well. But, you know, if there's changes, we'll adjust. We'll adapt. But, there's very little, people are frustrated about some of the different membership clauses, i.e. that Boise State as extra revenue that others don't. Well, so what are we supposed to do? And I asked that of the board. Offer somebody $10 million to stay, $15 million to stay, if we even had $10 or $15 million to offer them to stay.
You dropped a line that I thought was really interesting in your comments earlier. And, you know, I think we all knew it, but you saying it, I thought was interesting that you bring value to CBS and Fox because you're willing to play Thursday games, Friday games, and you're willing to take that late slot on a Saturday. And I know some fans may grumble about that late spot, but that's also why you're able to cash some pretty good checks from those individual networks. Because of that, do you think the Mountain West Conference is poised to have a high level of stability, because there's not a lot of Pacific Coast teams that can play at that time of day?
Absolutely, Scott, and that's a very good point. If I think the best case scenario is that the Pac-12 signs a deal with ESPN, is no longer on Fox, so the only Thursday, Friday, late Saturday window on Fox is us. So that just makes us more valuable, and hopefully at that point we could even consider renegotiation. I don't know that we want to extend the contract. We went short on purpose to see what happens in the digital space.
In 25?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We have 4 years left on this deal. So I look at that as a potential real positive, because right now we're sharing those windows with the other West Coast Conference, the Pac-12.
So here we are, Craig, but just a little over a month away from kicking off the 2022 college football season, and we're still kind of stirring about what happened with UCLA and USC. Are we done with the shifting for 2022?
I would say possibly not, because now the Pac-12's up their negotiation window. They're an exclusive window right now with ESPN and Fox and CBS and others. Depending on how that goes, then we might be done. You know, they're going to have to hear from those television networks. If you have these 10 schools, we'll pay you X. If you add this school or that school, we'll pay you X plus. And until they have those conversations, I think there's still some instability. But, you know, remembering, I think there's something like 16 or 18 movements, including the SEC, the Pac-12, Conference USA, and others to the American, all coming up in the next 2 years. There's still some movement, but yeah, obviously none of this happens this year, nor probably in 20. Well, there are going to be some movements in 23. The stat I was given by our PR people is 131 FBS schools. And since 2011, and with those next moves coming up, 67 schools will have changed conference. Jeez. That's half.
That's incredible.
What does a TV network look for in a team right now? I mean, what makes a team valuable? Is it just the fact that they're in a big market, or is it the fact that they're a brand? What makes individual teams really valuable? Because, you know, you've got, you know, like Houston is in a huge market, but do a lot of people really watch the University of Houston play?
I think it's a combination, Scott, of both eyeballs and brand.
Okay.
You know, what numbers. And again, we live in, I've broken record, we live in beautiful part of the country, but there's not a lot of television sets. We have mountains in the way. and it's beautiful, wonderful place to live. But, you know, we just don't have the number of households that are going to appeal and drive people. Hence, we're playing in that fourth window on Saturday, or we're playing on Thursdays and Fridays. Remember, we were the first league to play college football on Friday night, and I got my head kicked in from the National Federation and the high school coaches, like, oh my gosh, this is sacrosanct. I don't know about Utah, but there's about as many high school games on non-Fridays as there are on Fridays anymore. The world's just blended.
So where are you sitting as far as TV rights negotiations and what you've got in front of you? Where are you sitting with that, and how much negotiating goes on in the meantime?
Well, we're a couple years out. I think the only negotiation that would change anything, we have 4 more years left on this current contract with Fox and CBS, would be if we're the only game in those time slots, Thursday, mm-hmm. Friday, late night, Saturday, then I think we could go back hopefully to our partners and say, now, wait a minute, we've just become more valuable because, you know, let's look at any given Saturday night. There's a Pac-12 game going on and a Mountain West game going on, or a couple from each, perhaps.
Are you you and I have talked about this before, but I'm kind of curious, and you mentioned you wanted to go a little shorter on your contract because, you know, you see streaming services really pop into the scene. They don't care about windows as much as your traditional terrestrial TV stations. Are they getting to a point where you might see a sizable amount of revenue coming from one of those options?
Could be. You know, we've been saying that for years. I don't know that for a fact. You know, FANG, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google. We've been talking about that for a number of years. They're starting to creep into the NFL a little bit, Major League Baseball. I don't know how quite to answer that. Right now, they've not said, you know, who do I send the check to, but it may come.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Craig, we were talking just a little bit about, you know, reining it in, making sure that your teams are happy and not moving around very much. And I know that we've mentioned some rights and agreements, but can you go into a little further detail? What would it take from a Mountain West Conference team to exit this conference?
Well, one of the better things we did was last April, we put an exit policy in, and right now in today's dollars, if a Mountain West institution, a current member, gives us 1 year notice, they owe us $16.5 million. And if they give us a notice less than 1 year, it's doubled. So it's $33 million. So let's say two institutions hypothetically were to say we're leaving the Mountain West in 2024, giving us that full year's notice. That's $33 million that they would owe as they're leaving. We've never done that before. And that's a bit of a protection for those that wouldn't be leaving. It would offset any lost television revenue for a period of time. And so, you know, let's be frank. Most all these decisions revolve around revenue and finances, TV dollars. And so we're not immune to that world. And I think that's a real positive. In regards to please stay, what can we do? I mentioned it before. Our membership isn't in a position or mindset to say, you know, give us that offer and, you know, maybe we'll match it. Number one, I don't think financially we could match it. And number two, from a brand perspective or others, they're probably not greatly interested in leaving anyway. If they made the they are interested in leaving. If they made the decision to leave, they're going to go regardless of what we do to have them try to stay.
Craig Thompson, Commissioner of the Mountain West Conference, joining us. I told you right before you came on I'd bring this up a little bit because I know that there's probably some coaches in Logan that might be a little salty with you right now on the schedule that came out for the next 3 years. Utah State draws Boise State and San Diego State, two of the best teams in the conference, as their static opponents for the next few years. I was talking to a guy that we have on staff who's a San Diego State guy. He's like, well, the Aztecs don't play anybody in the state of California for their two teams that they've got. I'm sure everybody's griping a little bit in some way, shape, or form about the next 3 years. Talk us through a little bit of the process on how it came together and maybe talk about the fact that Utah State did draw seemingly a very difficult draw there.
Well, because I was at the game and gave him a trophy, Blake can handle it. He beat San Diego State and won the championship last year. If anybody can do it, Blake can do it. No, seriously, the you know, that means you will play those two teams all three times in 3 years, and you're going to play everybody else twice in 3 years. Yeah. You're missing somebody once, and it's a short-term 3 years. We did it, we, the conference, the athletic directors, because we're trying to position ourselves best to play in that New Year's Eve or CFP game. And, you know, we had an opportunity a couple of years ago. I believe Hawaii was 7-5 out of the West playing either 10-2 or 11-1 Boise State, and that upset would have knocked them out. Now, Memphis went to the game from the group of five anyway. But, you know, we're just trying to position ourselves the best we can. And it's short-lived. It's 3 years. We'll see. You know, maybe we keep those same opponents. Maybe we switch them around. But, you know, everybody goes through these iterations. You listen and talk to the SEC. You know, they're trying to determine, do they have divisions? And, you know, when you have a 16-team league, there's 15 other teams. You're only playing 8 or 9 conference games. You're going to miss nearly as many people as you play, right? I mean, not totally mathematically, but you're going to play 8 and miss 7 or play 9 and miss 6. So, you know, this is not rocket science, and it's we had the computer run the models, and our consultant that puts our schedules together for us. You know, if you would ask all 12 institutions, which two schools do you want to play, maybe 5 or 6 or 7 said these two schools. Well, then you can't do it. It doesn't work out. Yeah. And conversely, I've got Colorado State, Air Force, and Wyoming tickled pink, loving it, because they play each other all 3 years, and they're 67 miles apart one direction or the other.
Well, we appreciate you coming by. Never a dull moment. I think if we would have projected 10 years ago what this conference and what the world would look like, nobody would have ever guessed. There's not like a manual for being a conference commissioner during this time, right?
There isn't. You know, and I made the comment out of the 23-year history of the Mountain West, we had 8 charter members that started the league in 99, and we've lost a couple of those charter members, but we still have 6 remaining. But we've had 16 singular iterations of people coming in, leaving the league and coming back.
Yeah.
16 different. So this is kind of par for the course. It's as if it's not something that we haven't addressed before.
Well, good luck to you, Craig.
Thank you. Yep. Hey, clean that record up. Maybe they'll invite you back. Scotty's kind of rolling his eyes going, no, I like it. He stays up there in Utah. I don't need him.
That's not true.
Well, I was Scotty's wingman at the buffets, and we would try to, you know.
We would do some damage.
Okay, I'm not going to disparage too much, but you two at a buffet, that would be reason for a non-invitation to Las Vegas.
Well, that's
you
why they only let one of us come down. I know, right?
Uh-huh. It was the great crab shortage of 2018. We may have had something to do with that.
All right. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Commissioner. Appreciate it. You're the best. There you go. Craig Thompson right here on 97.5, the EKSL Sports Zone.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.